O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Learning English helps me understand flight announcements and talk to airline staff.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is TJ. I remember the first time I was in an Australian airport going on holidays. There were so many people and lots of loud announcements that were hard to understand. I was worried I was missing some really important information. But you don't need to worry. In this episode, we'll practice listening to some airport announcements and learn words and phrases that you will need to know when you check in. And later, we will talk to a pilot trainee who will share some tips for a comfortable flight. For now, let's listen to our characters, Alan and Claire. Imagine Claire has arrived at the BC airport ready to go on holidays. She's holding her bags and is trying to work out where to go. Then she hears a flight announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to inform you that check-in for flight LE51 to Queenstown is now open. Passengers are kindly reminded to have their travel documents ready. Please make your way to the check-in counters or self-service check-in kiosks.
Hi, I'd like to check in.
Of course. Can I see your passport, please?
Here it is. Flying makes me nervous. Any chance for an upgrade?
Sorry, there are no upgrades available on this flight. But you can choose your seat. Would you prefer an aisle or a window seat?
I'll have the aisle seat, please. Do you reckon this bag will fit in the overhead compartment?
It might be a bit tight. Let me check and weigh that for you. Have you got any luggage to check in?
Yes, just this suitcase. When does boarding begin?
At 3 p.m. Your gate number is A12. Now, your carry-on bag should fit, and here's your boarding pass. You're all set. Have a great flight.
Hearing that conversation made me want to book a flight and go on a holiday. But there's no time for that. We need to learn these useful words and phrases. Let's hear them again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to inform you that check-in for flight LE51 to Queenstown is now open. Passengers are kindly reminded to have their travel documents ready. Please make your way to the check-in counters or self-service check-in kiosks.
When you are traveling by air, check-in is the first step before you board the plane. This is where you present your passport or travel documents and check in your luggage if you need to. You can often check in online or at the self-service kiosk at the airport. But both in person or online, you'll need to understand some specific words and phrases. Claire is checking in at the airline counter in person.
Hi, I'd like to check in.
Of course. Can I see your passport, please?
Here it is. Flying makes me nervous. Any chance for an upgrade?
The first thing that airline staff asks the passenger is their passport to confirm identity. If you want to know if there's a possibility of getting a higher grade of seat, you ask, any chance for an upgrade? People sometimes ask for an upgrade to the seat they have already paid for when they want a more comfortable or luxurious travel experience. But these seats may not be available on their flight. In a hotel, an upgrade could mean getting a better room, such as a suite or a room with a better view. In an airline, an upgrade means moving from economy to business, first class or premium economy, which airline staff Alan said,
"Sorry, there are no upgrades available on this flight, but you can choose your seat. Would you prefer an aisle or a window seat?"
The aisle seat is a seat that is next to the one of the aisles of the plane, so that you can easily get up and move around if you need to. And the window seat is, you guess it well, right by the window of the plane.
Do you reckon this bag will fit in the overhead compartment?
The word reckon can be used in different ways. You can use I reckon when you want to say I think or I believe. Like, I reckon it's going to be sunny. It's a way of giving your opinion about something without sounding too strong or direct. You can also use it to ask someone what they think or believe. Just like Claire, who wanted to know if her bag would fit in the overhead compartment. An overhead compartment, or sometimes called the overhead bin, is the cupboard right above your seat on the plane. That's where you put your carry-on bags, also called hand luggage. Do you reckon can also be used to ask for help informally, but politely. So, for example, you could ask a friend to help you carry your luggage by saying, "Do you reckon you could help me with this bag?" Anyway, Alan replied with,
"It might be a bit tight. Let me check and weigh that for you. Have you got any luggage to check in?"
When something's a bit tight, it means that something is already full, and so there might not be enough room for anything extra. If your budget's a bit tight, it means that it may not be enough to cover something extra. In this case, Alan's saying the overhead compartment is a bit tight, which means there may not be enough space for the bag. So, he weighed it on the scales and other luggage to make sure it met the weight restrictions according to the airline's rules.
When does boarding begin?
At 3 p.m. Your gate number is A12. Now, your carry-on bag should fit, and here's your boarding pass.
Boarding is when the passengers are allowed to get onto the aircraft before it departs. If you want to know the time you can get on the plane, you can ask, "When does boarding begin?" You will also receive a boarding pass after checking in. Your boarding pass is a ticket you need to show when boarding. It includes information like your seat number, boarding time, and gate number.
You're all set. Have a great flight.
When someone says you're all set, it means everything you need is ready and done. It's a casual way of saying there's nothing left for you to do or worry about in that situation. Now, that's a lot of useful words and phrases to use when checking in.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you all set to listen again the conversation of Alan and Claire? Let's listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to inform you that check-in for flight LE51 to Queenstown is now open. Passengers are kindly reminded to have their travel documents ready. Please make your way to the check-in counters or self-service check-in kiosks.
Hi, I'd like to check in.
Of course. Can I see your passport, please?
Here it is. Flying makes me nervous. Any chance for an upgrade?
Sorry, there are no upgrades available on this flight. But you can choose your seat. Would you prefer an aisle or a window seat?
I'll have the aisle seat, please. Do you reckon this bag will fit in the overhead compartment?
It might be a bit tight. Let me check and weigh that for you. Have you got any luggage to check in?
Yes, just this suitcase. When does boarding begin?
At 3 p.m. Your gate number is A12. Now, your carry-on bag should fit, and here's your boarding pass. You're all set. Have a great flight.
And now we will talk to a pilot trainee, David Sina, who will share the importance of listening to airport announcements. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you, TJ, for having me today.
Is it really your dream to become a pilot?
Yes, my dream is to become a pilot. I've always been fascinating about flying and then curious about how like really big things like airplanes can fly up to the sky. Since then, I always searching about like how the pilot fly the planes, how aircraft flies. It just always been my dream and see different places around the world, and the sky up there is really beautiful.
You are on your final years of studying as a pilot. How do you feel about it?
Yes, I'm really excited and I'm looking forward to work. It's coming next year. It's really intense. So I'll probably be flying 3 to 4 days per week, hoping to finish it soon.
Well, I have to confess, as a passenger, I don't always listen to announcements. What makes these announcements important to pay attention to?
It's really vital to understand this announcement because it serves a critical purpose as the announcement provides a really important information to the passengers' safety. And not just like that, it sometimes changes the gates and it also the detail of the flight, and especially events of an emergency landing and the procedure outlined, and a significant difference in different everyone's well-being. It's really, really crucial that we should pay attention to the announcements.
So from a pilot's perspective, any tips for passengers during the check-in process? Because it is the first step usually in before boarding a plane. Are there any common mistakes that passengers make during check-in that can be easily avoided?
Passengers can avoid like the common mistake by checking, double-check with their flight details. And they also ensure that they have their identifications ready, and especially confirming the baggage allowances. It's really important to avoid that mistakes as well and be organized, and it will help to speed up the process.
David, can you also give some basic tips for a comfortable flight?
To enjoy the flight and comfortable flight, it's really good that you can bring headrest to the flight, stay hydrated during the flight, and do some movement. Because if you're sitting in the plane just one and you don't move around, you're going to be experiencing back pains and sore on your back and shoulder. So it's really good to walk around the aircraft.
Thank you so much for all the tips, David. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Now, let's practice phrases from this episode. First, see if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is an airport check-in?
The airport check-in is the process where passengers confirm they're able to fly, check in their luggage, and receive a boarding pass.
What is an overhead compartment?
An overhead compartment, or overhead bin, is the cupboard above your seat on the plane.
Now, listen carefully and repeat the phrases you can use when talking to airline staff.
Any chance for an upgrade?
I'll have the aisle seat, please.
Do you reckon this bag will fit in the overhead compartment?
When does boarding begin?
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm TJ. Thank you for learning English with me.